God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith.
Amen.
Amen. We join together in our gathering hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all you would have us do. Through Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will give thanks. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will give thanks. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Great are your works, O Lord, honored by all who delight in them. I will give thanks, I will give thanks to the Lord. Majesty and splendor mark your deeds, and your righteousness endures forever. You cause your wonders to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion. You give food to those who fear you, remembering forever your covenant. You have shown your people the power of your works in giving them the lands of the nations. I will give thanks, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. The works of your hands are faithfulness and justice. All of your precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, because they are done truth and equity. You sent redemption to your people and commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God's praise endures forever. I will give thanks. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole
heart. The second reading is from 2 Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. The children come forward for a moment, please. Good morning, boys and girls. Thank you for coming up. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Kathy, for allowing me to take her spot today. She's very gracious because we all look forward to having this time. And thank you very much for doing that. I wanted to talk today about maybe the most important words in any language. What would you think might be the most important words we have? Any ideas? Well, my mom and dad, when I was your age, would call them the magic words. They'd say, "What's the magic word?" Yeah, right? I guess that still works, huh? So do you guys still know who Barney is? Is Barney a thing anymore? Did he retire, finally? My kids didn't like him much either, but I love to sing that one song, Good manners are important to everyone in the world. As kind of a reminder. I think that's why they didn't like the song, because I was reminding them. But today's lesson's about saying please and thank you, and they're just so important that we say it and that we feel it. And a very wise pastor friend of mine once told me that the only prayer we really need to learn is thank you. Like, if we can say thank you with our heart. And I feel blessed at night when I go to sleep, no matter how tired I am, I hear that in my head. I say, thank you, Lord, for today. And I'll think about some things that happen and the people I love. But saying please and thank you is so important. And today's lesson, there were some men who had leprosy. Now, I don't know anyone who has leprosy these days. That was a common disease in the days of Jesus where your skin became so, it would peel off and get really kind of gross, and people that had leprosy were left far aside because other people were afraid they would catch it. So leprosy was a common disease back then, and these 10 people had leprosy, and they recognized Jesus and said to Jesus, "Hey, would you help us, please?" And they kept their distance because they knew they weren't supposed to go by people. And Jesus said, well, go to the priest, and they were healed of their disease, which is a miracle. Jesus did so many loving miracles for us. But only one of them went back to Jesus to say, yeah, to say thank you. And so it's important that we feel that in our heart. And so the other thing that I think can say thank you in a really great way is a hug. Or to say to your, I love you. My son says that every time he sees us without fail. He always says, I love you, Dad. And that means a lot. So let's remember that and let's say a little prayer so we can help remember. Gracious God, we thank you for all the many gifts and the many blessings we have. Our families, our parents, our friends, our loved ones, the food that we eat, the clothes that we get, our Sunday church service where we get fed with your word. Help us to remember to always say those magic words, to say please when we want something, and to be thankful and to say thank you when something good comes to us. In your name we pray. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. G.K. Chesterton, who was a Catholic theologian from another century, made this observation. When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude. So I thought about that. And I thought, I'm going to do a little experiment. This was popular preaching back in the 60s. So hang on to your pew seats now, because I'm not going there, but just relax. I looked at the Kansas City Star all week long. I get it online now because it's gotten too expensive to have that paper copy. And I was looking for the word grateful or gratitude or thankfulness or words that would express a response for something that had happened in a person's life that was positive. And guess what? All week long, I didn't find any of those words once, except this morning. You know, this is God's sense of humor. I just want you to know that. So I popped open my online Kansas City Star, and in the upper right-hand corner was, Mother is grateful. And I thought, oh, no. Everybody's going to read the Kansas City Star, and you can't say the word grateful wasn't in the paper, Michael. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what it means to be grateful. Diane Butler Bass, a Lutheran theologian whose books I love, published a book two years ago, I think it was, and the title of the book was Grateful. And in it, she chronicled her struggle with gratitude, how she never really developed the ability to be grateful. She was so busy writing books, she was so busy doing other things that she didn't take the time to be grateful for the little things in her life. She embarked on this big study of gratefulness and gratitude and saying thank you and all of that. But think about your own life for a moment. Do we spend as much time complaining as we do saying thank you? Or should it be the other way around? Do we say as much time saying thank you, or spend as much time saying thank you as we do complaining? It seems to me that gratitude changes the way we are. Because if you say thank you to someone, if you express your gratitude, do you know what happens? They smile. They feel appreciated. And you feel pretty good because you said the word. Our marvelous children's sermon just a few moments ago talked about the magic words, please and thank you. When you were a little kid, or when your kids were little, how much time did you spend drilling them in developing the habit of saying please and thank you? I know I grew up in a fairly strict home, and if I did not say please, thank you, yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am, I was in a lot of trouble. Now my dad, who was not a terribly religious person, demanded that I use those kinds of phrases in my everyday life. And probably from six years of age on up until I left home at 17 and a half, I probably heard that 100 times, 1,000 times. And I had to practice being grateful and respectful. Our gospel lesson today is all about please and thank you. And it's really quite interesting. Jesus is coming into a village, and 10 lepers rush at him, keeping their distance, and they say, "Lord, have mercy on us, please." And so Jesus says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And off they go. And on their way, they are made clean. And one of them, who happens to be a Samaritan, arch enemies of the children of Israel, turns around and comes back and says, "Thank you." Why? Did the other 9 think they deserved it because they were children of Israel? How about us? Do we sometimes not say thank you because we think we deserve what we've been given? David Loess, who's one of my favorite homiletics preaching teachers, wrote a piece about a friend of his, a colleague at one of the seminaries in the ELCA. And, you know, every day, what do? We go up to somebody and say, "Hey, Vicky, how are you today?" Huh?
Great.
Great. Well, his colleague, every time he said, "How are you?" his colleague would look him in the eye and say, "I'm grateful. I'm grateful." Think about that. Think about all of the things that we have to be grateful for. David, Professor Loess, I shouldn't call him David, had a class in preaching. And in the class, he decided to try to teach them this lesson. So what he said to the class is, "I want you for the next month, every time someone says, 'How are you?' I want you to say the words, 'I'm grateful.'" Now, at the end of the month, some of the students had a real attitudinal change. They started thinking about all of the things they could be grateful for, or the things that they were grateful for. Now, we're going to do, you know, sermons are terrible. Did you know that? Think about it. You have to sit still for however long somebody stands in front of you and talks to you. So I want everybody to stand as you are able. And I'm going to do this 3 times, so you had better really be emphatic in your expression. I'm going to say, "How are you?" And I want you to say, "I'm grateful," in a strong, loud voice. How are you?
I'm grateful.
How are you?
I'm grateful.
Amen. We continue now with our hymn of the day, "Oh, That I Had 1,000 Voices."
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in your hymnals. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Knowing the one in whom we trust, with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. O God, you promise your church, if we die with you, we will also live with you. If we endure, we will also reign with you. Even when we are faithless, you remain faithful. Strengthen us to believe your gracious promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Great are your works, O Lord, and we delight in the wonder and majesty of creation. As the earth brings forth its fruit, renew your creation so that all creatures are sustained and nourished. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The heritage of nations belongs to you, and your spirit fills the earth. Bless presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, lawmakers, judges, governors, and county officials, so that they may reflect your faithfulness and uprightness in their work for the people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You wash us and we are made clean. In your compassion, immerse all who are sick and suffering in your care, especially those who we name before you, either in silence or aloud. Heal us even when there may be no cure, and give us thankful hearts. Lord, in your mercy, you called a people to be your own, and yet you have shown limitless love and mercy to people to every nation. Open our hearts so that, like you, we welcome the stranger in our midst. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With love and thanksgiving, we remember those who have died in you. Give us certainty to trust the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Trusting and delighting in you, we recommend all of our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
I think I'm going to retire.
No.
Lord's peace. Annie, Laurie, how are you? Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. through our offering. Your hand signals, you know who's doing what.
God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. Except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with a life that really is life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, all through our Savior, Jesus Christ. who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same manner also, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are God's gifts for you, God's people. Come and receive them, for this table has been prepared just for you. All are welcome. Given for you. Take and eat the body of our Lord. The body of Christ. The body of our Lord given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. Does she take? The body of our Lord given for you. We can beat the body of our Lord, the body of Christ, truly and perfectly given.
God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Before I do the benediction, I don't know how many times you've had a pastor tell you that he made a mistake in his sermon. Not this week, last week. And this wonderful gentleman over here, Kevin, pointed it out to me. But it's a very important mistake, and I'm not going to let it go. Because he said as he was leaving last Sunday, you know, we learn an awful lot about faith from our children as well. So let's not forget that. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Almighty God, bless us with grace, mercy, and peace now and forever. Amen. Amen. We conclude our worship as we sing together our closing hymn, Well Chosen, Music Girls. Now thank we all our God.
Go in peace, live in love as Christ loved us.